Oh, yeah, it's the flag, and the flag is all yours. That's right, folks. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for being here, being on the flag team, part of Flag Nation. Absolutely. How are you today? You ready to roll for another edition of What's on Your Mind? A fun program for you today. Michelle Turnberger's in the house, Kev. Fargo City Commission candidate.
My sister from another mister.
There you go. And occasional guest host on the Need to Know Morning Show along with...
Yeah. Kevin Flynn. Yeah, for, geez, 25 plus years now, knowing Michelle. Way back in the day. Neither one of us can believe that we have children that are going to college together at the same college in the same program. Her daughter and my son are both at NDSU in the same program.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I'm thrilled that Michelle Turnberg is a Fargo City Commission candidate.
Oh, she would make a good one, Fargo.
Absolutely thrilled.
I don't have a horse in that race, but she'd make a good one.
Yes. Well, you work in a place. You don't get to vote, but you work in a place that is governed by the Fargo City Commission.
That is absolutely true. No, I can make all the recommendations I want.
Yeah.
And I would recommend her.
Highly recommend.
She's a good patriot.
Exactly right.
She's a good gal.
My bottom line on the Fargo City Commission and the Fargo School Board, and this is what I'm going to dedicate my efforts towards between now and June 11th when we vote, is the incumbents have got to go. The status quo is awful. It is broken. So time for some fresh blood, some new ideas, some energy. And I believe Michelle Turnberg would bring that to the Fargo City Commission. So we're going to have another one of our Meet the Candidate conversations right here on the program. Greg Tavien is going to join us. The Grand Farm facility found out that they are one of the finalists for the SBA's 2024 Growth Accelerator Fund competition. And Grand Farm is the only winner from North Dakota. So pretty cool. We'll talk about that. General Michael Flynn is on the show today. We're going to talk about his life story from his rise in the U.S. Army to the political storm he faced as National Security Advisor for Donald Trump. He is committed to disrupting endless warfare. That's his mission in life. So we're going to talk with him about that. There is a movie about his life that is going to debut Tuesday at the Fargo Air Museum, and General Flynn is going to be there for that. We'll have details on that event for you on the program today. Okay, give you everything you need to know if you want to participate in that event. The Money Man, Brian Kronk, will be here. Looking forward to a conversation about this market and where we're at and how you win in it. Some landmines to avoid in this. He's always a wealth of information. And if you have a question or comment for somebody that manages a significant fund, it's one of the unique things about Brian Kronk and Jeff Collins and the team at Collins and Kronk, one of our longtime sponsors here on the program, is they don't farm your money out for somebody else to manage it. They're actually managing it right there in-house. Gives them a lot of flexibility, and their record of success pretty incredible. So we'll talk with Brian a little bit about all of that coming up on the program today. Countdown to Charlie Kirk, Freedom Matters USA, bringing Charlie Kirk back to Fargo at the Avalon Event Center. He will be taking the stage. Well, actually, he's going to be meeting with some folks starting at around 5 o'clock on Monday, the 29th. That's the round table, which there are now, I believe, 4 seats remaining for the round table. That is a unique opportunity, and you are contributing to the cause of Freedom Matters USA and Turning Point USA. Their mission to secure the vote, everything they're doing to fight fire with fire as it comes to the elections. Those are the kind of things you can help happen if you join our roundtable. So it's an hour and 15-minute intense conversation. You know, so many times somebody comes to town, you see them on a stage, you might go to a VIP thing, get a quick photo with them, but you don't get to have a real honest, just like heart-to-heart conversation. And this roundtable is the opportunity to do that, limited to just 10 participants. As I say, 4 seats left for that now. On Monday, it's $2,500 contribution that goes to, again, a 501c3 and is tax deductible. If you're interested in that, Or tickets, which start, by the way, at $20, special discounts for veterans and for students. Go to freedommattersusa.com. There's also a VIP social that tickets are $250 for. Charlie will be speaking to that as well, and you get a photo with him and brief chat. So a lot of options for you. Check that out at freedommattersusa.com. freedommattersusa.com. 20 till the top of the hour. We'll get to it next on What's On Your Mind after news and weather. Ty Schoenert standing by in our flag newsroom next. Then the weather on What's On Your Mind.
Allergy season.
Is that what it is?
Ooh, yeah.
That's the headline, ladies and gentlemen, for the weather. Allergy season is here. Yeah,
it is upon us.
I have that issue with the dogs at home. They're scratching like crazy and licking their paws and all the crazy stuff.
Yeah. Everything's blooming. Everything's blooming. And now we need some rain.
Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here to tell us if we're going to get that rain.
We are. Not today, though. Boy, today might go down as one of the top 10 days of the year. I'm sure the golf courses are going to be packed out there. A beautiful day. Currently, temperatures in the upper 30s to low 40s. And we're going to warm up nicely today with a lot of sunshine into the upper 60s, close to 70 degrees, with a light wind out of the south, about 5 to 10. For tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies, mid-40s, with southwest winds increasing. And then the winds really ramp up for tomorrow. Out of the south-southeast at about 20 to 35. But we're going to have a warm high of about 75. And then clouds sticking up Thursday night will lead to some showers developing Thursday night. Friday looks wet. Showers all day long with highs around 60. And then the weekend looks kind of wet as well. No steady rain over the weekend, but on and off showers and much cooler with highs only in the upper 40s to low 50s. But we rebound quickly. By the middle of next week, we're back into the low 70s. It looks like total rainfall across most of the area, widespread areas of 3/4 of an inch to an inch of rain. So some much needed precip. This morning's weather is brought to you by Red Wing Shoes, custom made orthotics to just the most comfortable boots you'll ever wear, from Vasque hiking boots to Irish setters. I've got lower back problems, and Teresa made some custom-made orthotics for me, and I'll tell you what, it's helped tremendously. Go over and see Teresa at Red Wing Shoes, 3003 Main Avenue in Fargo.
Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist from the Flag Weather Center. We'll chat with you next hour, get a little statewide weather picture as well. 16 before the top of the hour, Fargo City Commission candidate Michelle Turnberg. Another of our Meet the Candidate segments next on What's On Your Mind. General Mike Flynn today, too. Don't go away. I got to tell you about my dentist, Dr. Jeff. Was he a great guy? Great community servants, too. He reps a lot of hockey games. Fargo grad, grew up here, went to dental school, came back, bought a practice that Dr. Hetland had for many years. And now it's just Dr. Jeff and the team at Fargo Dental Care. They do same-day crowns. They do implants. They do comprehensive care. They do sedation dentistry. You're done with dentures. You can't eat that awesome ribeye sitting in front of you. Just say, I'm done with this. Time for a switch. There is hope for you to have that steak again. And he can tell you all about implants and all kinds of other things. I like the sedation dentistry. That's actually what led me to FargoDentalCare.com because, A, I don't have a lot of time. I had to dedicate to sitting in the chair, and I wanted to get my dental health up to speed. So I said, you just go to town, and I'll be sedated here in La La Land, and you do like 4 appointments in one. So it's great. If you want to find out about any of these things, call 298-9400. Say, I heard about Dr. Jeff on the Flag. Want to set up a consult. Want to switch. Want you to be my dentist. You can do it 298-9400, 298-9400, or online at fargodentalcare.com. Dr. Jeff, he's the man. All right, another of our Meet the Candidate segments. Michelle Turnberger is here, who we watched on television for many, many years as a news anchor for many, many, many years at KXJB and KBLY. And she's now a candidate for Fargo City Commission. Michelle, nice to see you. How are you?
Nice to see you. I'm great.
We're excited for your candidacy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I am too.
What led you to say, I'm going to do this?
You know, I really didn't have it in mind to run right now, but I've always been interested in going back to journalism. I've always been interested in what's going on in the city, local governments, who's running what. And I think it's a great way to get involved. And for me, it was an opportunity to be more involved in the community, which I've lived here for the last 30 some years. So it's, you know, part of me. I love the area, and I want to make sure that we continue to have the wonderful city that we do.
you raise an interesting point in your journalism background, because you know, those tenants would serve you well on the Fargo City Commission. Talk about how you'd use your reporter curiosity.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, even just to be able to ask questions, because I think that's really important, and that's an important part of what I'm going through right now, is listening to people and asking questions. What's on your mind? What is the biggest concern that you have when it comes to the city, and what can we do to make our lives better? So I think asking questions is huge. You know, you always want to make sure that it's transparent, that we're doing things so people can see what we're doing, that we don't, people don't feel like things are done behind closed doors and hidden. I think that's important. So, yeah, I think my background will serve me well.
I realize you've been at this just a couple of weeks in the, yes, in the way of an official campaign, but what is your sense of where Fargo voters are right now related to the city commission and what they're doing?
I've had a lot of great feedback, posted some items on social media, getting great feedback, great support from the community. A lot of people just kind of looking for common sense. I keep hearing that over and over again, common sense on the commission. So I think I bring that to the table, and that's definitely something that I have going for me.
Yeah, I could think of a few things that would fit into the category of where is the common sense of the Fargo City Commission. One of them would be getting involved in a debate over a ceasefire in Gaza.
I just thought that was the most idiotic use of time and resources. I mean, what are we trying to accomplish at a city commission meeting? It's ridiculous. And why no one just said stop, beyond me.
Yeah, it got out of hand and, and consumed a lot of oxygen, that's for sure.
Yes.
What about property taxes? What do you think could be done there?
You know, mine went way up, just like most other people that I've spoken with. That's another thing where I think listening and seeing what our options are important. Nobody likes to see their property taxes go up so much, especially people who are living on fixed incomes. That can be very detrimental to their pocketbook. So I think we definitely need to look at property taxes.
Spend less.
Maybe, yeah. Huh?
Is it as simple as that? When you talk about common sense, can there be budget constraints at the city level?
Well, I think there has to be, and those budgets need to be directed to the most important priorities first and make sure that those are taken care of, that those are covered, and then we'll see where we're at. I think looking at our priorities needs to be, you know, certainly a top priority to make sure that we're funding the most important things first.
What would you consider the most important? What's the fundamentals that are, you know, ought to be the top priority for city commissioners?
Definitely law enforcement, to make sure that we're backing our men and women in blue, fire, EMTs. Those need to be, our crime rate has gone up in the city. We're seeing more and more crime, and we need to make sure people feel safe. I think that's what has been one of the wonderful things about living in Fargo for so many years for me, is that oftentimes you can leave your door open and not worry about it. But I don't know if that's the case anymore. I've had several close friends have had their homes broken into and things stolen. And that comes right firsthand from them. And I just hate to see that. And certainly there's got to be some things we can do to help.
How about the homeless situation? Any thoughts there?
Yeah, that's concerning to me. I have a child that works, not a child, a grown man.
He's your child, though.
Yeah, he's my baby, but he's grown. He works downtown and sometimes gets done with work really late at night. And oftentimes he's like, well, it was a little sketchy getting back to the car. You know, and I've been downtown and there's homeless people, and that is one of the problems of a bigger city. But I think, in fact, we've put so much money into downtown that we have to take care of that, and we can't have people laying on the sidewalks.
We're failing them too.
Well, yeah, and there's things that go along with that, drug and mental health and things to get people. And there are a lot of resources in the community, so I think we need to make sure we're using those. Is there a better way to use them? Possibly, because we can't have those camps. We can't have people just laying on the sidewalk. I just don't think that's where we want to be as a city.
How can people help your campaign?
We are gearing up and setting up social media and fundraising. So that is definitely a way to help to get the word out, to get out and vote. That's the most important thing for people to get out in June and vote. So we'll definitely have that up in the next couple days. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
In the meantime, MichelleTurnberg@gmail.com, right?
You bet. Yep.
Folks want to get a hold of you, they can email you directly, MichelleTurnberg@gmail.com. One of, what is there, five candidates for city commission? Is there more than that? The two incumbents.
Yep.
There might be a few more than five. I've lost track.
But I know it. I should know better, but.
But it's.
There's a good field.
There's a race you want to pay attention to and know your facts before the big day comes along. Anything else you want to tell us?
What do you, you know, and I want to be a good listener and listen to what is happening. And I think you get a lot of that, viewers calling, listeners calling. What are you seeing as the top concerns of people?
I really think property taxes is top of the heap. And in my mind, unless there's spending or trade restraint at the local level, we're never going to get that under control.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be number one. And as you say, common sense, it's been lacking, unfortunately, among two incumbents. So it's time for a fresh face. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Michelle Turnberg, candidate for Fargo City Commission. Imagine if you woke up today and saw on college campuses across the United States racist mobs of screaming lunatics.
Yeah, well, all the 20-year-old know-it-alls
asking for death to black Americans.
Hell, I remember when I was a 20-year-old know-it-all.
Imagine if that was happening.
Yeah.
It was KKK-like rhetoric on college campuses. It would be shut down in a nanosecond. It would be absolutely shut down in a nanosecond. Instead, we have academic freedom, allowing people to call for the death of Jews. Are we reliving the Holocaust here? In this kind of sentiment? It is unbelievable. And by the way, Hamas, quick refresher, Hamas as in Iran.
Scott.
Hamas as in October 7th, going door to door in Israel, murdering innocent men, women, children. Hamas. They're shouting their support for Hamas.
Well, you got these events. I think the bigger question is why? Why? I joke about 20-year-old know-it-alls, but I mean, where did all of this come from? Where did all of this? I mean, is it TikTok? Is it these chat room or these just on these campuses? Or you know, where does this manifest? Where it's like the trans thing. Where did that all of a sudden grow from, and all of a sudden all these new definitions come in, and all this new history comes in, and they don't have a clue what they're talking about? It's a genocide.
I have one word answer. One word answer for you, or two word answer. Their education. That's what it comes
it's
from.
It's got to be.
There's no other way to. How else does this manifest itself?
In what world is it a genocide? There's 2 million Jews living in Israel. If it was genocide, they probably would have taken them out first.
And
or 2 million Muslims living in.
By the way, Joe Biden
Israel.
Can't decide what side he's on.
Oh, of course not.
So again, I ask you to imagine an America where we woke up today, and on college campuses everywhere, KKK-like mobs were spewing their anti-hate rhetoric at black Americans. We would all be outraged. Why do the Jewish people not get the same courtesy of at least us standing up for them? I don't get it. I don't get it. And New York City's mayor deserves at least some points for suggesting that these are anarchists that are fueling this stuff.
Yeah, this is I'm sorry. George Floyd redefined peaceful protests. That's right.
Call them what they are. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning on What's on Your Mind. Busy show. General Mike Flynn will be here. Greg Tavine is going to be here and talk about a new award for the Grand Farm, which is pretty cool. And we also have the money man, Brian Cronk. But first, the weather. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here to tell us about how the week is going to round out here.
Boy, I tell you what, Scotty, it's looking great today across the entire state. Currently, temperatures in the 40s. We'll warm up into the Mid to upper 60s in the eastern and central part of the state, 70s out west, and a few high clouds coming in out west, but the rest of us enjoying a lot of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down into the 40s statewide, and a windy day across the entire state tomorrow with south-southeast winds about 20 to 40, but 70s, mild 70s. We will see some late-day showers come in to the south-central part of the state, and then that will spread into the central and eastern part of the state for Friday and through the weekend. Unfortunately, the western third of the state is not going to get much rain at all as we head into the end of the weekend, but the rest of us should pick up statewide from the central all the way to the east about a half inch to an inch of much-needed rain. So that's good news. Unfortunately, it comes on the weekend, but we need the moisture, so that's good.
Love it. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki with the weather. We're back next hour for another update. 11 past the hour. Telephone number 701-271-1100. Text us at 237-1590 or email us studio@flagfamily.com. studio@flagfamily.com. Where's the Department of Justice? I mean, if you as much as raised your voice at a school board meeting, you were a domestic terrorist. Remember that? These people are raising their voice.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, this is discrimination against Jews in America, period. End of statement. There's no other way to explain this. That's what it is.
Well, I don't know how you don't understand that Israel's the occupier here. Israel's the oppressor here. Israel's they're to blame here. I mean, again, where did all that come from?
Department of Education, where are you?
Yeah.
Department of Justice, where are you? Let's get in the game. Steve Miller was on Sean Hannity last night, laying out a great number of great points on this insanity that we find with the lawless left, and also the unrelenting persecution of President Trump. They kind of go together, you know what I mean? They do. Here's Stephen Miller.
Donald Trump as president brought peace to Europe, Asia, and what we're talking about tonight, the Middle East. His strategy with Iran to contain them, to cut off their funding, to choke off their ability to spread terrorism through their proxies was unprecedentedly successful. His peace agreements with Israel and his neighbors helped establish tranquility in a region that has known bloodshed for so many years. Joe Biden reversed all of that progress and unleashed the hellish nightmare we are seeing now in the Middle East. But let's talk about what else Joe Biden is doing. As pro-Hamas radicals in the Democrat Party are terrorizing Jews, terrorizing Americans, terrorizing students, is Joe Biden using the Department of Justice to go after them for their riotous behavior, for violating the civil rights of their fellow Americans? Is he going after the universities for using your taxpayer dollars? No. Joe Biden, the Democrat Party, New York State Democrats, and Democrat authorities are using all of their collective might to persecute one man, and his name is Donald Trump. Every resource is being directed not to protect Jews, not to protect students, not to protect Americans, not to fight crime, be it at the university campus, in the subway, on the streets, or at the border. They are using their resources to try to put one man behind bars, the ultimate election interference. This president is a lawless offense to democracy and civilization. Everything coming out of this White House is destroying the very fabric of this country, and our democracy, because of Joe Biden, is indeed in grave peril, Sean.
Boy, he could not have said that any better, could he? Stephen Miller, exactly right. It is the lawless left. This is all these they're all in the same bucket. That's what's going on. And this is Joe Biden's America. It's unbelievable. Yesterday I played you a clip from a news story in Denver where you had illegal immigrants complaining that they didn't have a month plus of freebies. And meanwhile, Denver, a Democratic city run by a Democratic mayor with a Democratic governor and a Democratic congressional delegation,
sanctuary,
said, wait a minute, we're going to take some of these funds into making sure these people don't just end up on the welfare rolls forever. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I took it from the police, $40 million too, from the Denver police. That's exciting.
Meanwhile, everything we love and revere about America is under attack, all under the Biden watch. It's absolutely insane. Can I give you a little bit of good news here?
Please.
I woke up this morning to a host of new polling information. And Morning Consult and Bloomberg have a poll out right now that Trump is up 6% in the presidential race nationally. What really matters, though, are key states, right? Swing states are going to decide this. Arizona is going to decide this. Trump by 7. Georgia is going to decide this. Trump is up by 6. Michigan will decide this. For some odd reason, Biden's up by 2%. Maybe because of the hotbed of hate that is Michigan these days, and they support Joe Biden for that reason. But Nevada, Trump by 8. North Carolina, Trump by 10. Pennsylvania, Trump by 1. Wisconsin, Trump by 4. Question's pretty simple. If the November 2024 election for U.S. president were being held today, and Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump were on the ballot, for whom would you vote? That is some extraordinary movement in the polling for Donald Trump. And we're sitting here in April of 2024. When I see those numbers, even though, folks, there's a long way to go. I mean, they will have Donald Trump in jail before we get to November. They've got a lot more they're going to throw at him. Trust me on this one thing. So there's a lot between now and November. But maybe my landslide prediction wasn't so nutty. 10 points up in North Carolina? Bring it on. General Michael Flynn is going to join us today to talk about a new movie that is basically a biography of his life. And he will be showing that, debuting that in Fargo next Tuesday. So we'll get all the details on that from General Flynn coming up. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Greg Tavine of the Grand Farm, get an update on that project. Really looking forward to that. And they just were announced as a finalist for a nationwide SBA award, the only one in North Dakota. Kind of cool for Grand Farm. So we'll tell you about that. It's the SBA's 2024 Growth Accelerator Fund competition. The money man, Brian Crock, before the end of the program as well. All coming up today on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Wednesday means you buy two fresh-baked cookies and you get one free. They still have the Pizza Corner pizzas at $6.99 for another 6 days, I guess. Be gone before you know it, so get on in there. And for lunch today, let's see. How does Swedish meatballs sound? They got them at West Main Avenue, West Fargo, along with chicken fettuccine. They have Swedish meatballs in Harwood today. Ada location of PetroServe USA. If you're out west, Valley City, scallop potatoes or chili burger. Swedish meatballs also in Harwood today. Forgot to tell you about that. Off I-29. Salisbury steak at 12th and I-29. Lasagna downtown Fargo. Lasagna at the Glendon location. Ulan has Salisbury steak. And the 45th Street location in Fargo has chicken pot pie. And Castleton, beautiful new store out there, lasagna today. That's home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. Texter says, where are they? Where are they? Same question I'm asking. Where's the Department of Justice? Americans are being threatened on college campuses right now for one reason. Because they are of the Jewish faith. Where are they is right. Where was the FBI when the young gymnast was being sexually assaulted by a school trainer? The FBI was notified but didn't pass the information down to the local level to investigate. Now the taxpayers are paying $130 million to settle the case for the victims. Hmm. I don't know that I knew.
Yeah, that was the gymnastics coach. Yeah, I just saw that.
Is yesterday. That a new one?
No, it's been going on a while. Because the FBI was negligent, the DOJ is going to have to pay out on the civil side.
Okay,
of that.
I did see that. Yeah. Way to go.
Yeah.
Way to go. By the way, we have a version of that going on in North Dakota right now.
Yep.
Because of the DAPL protest.
Oh, yeah.
That the federal government allowed the illegal DAPL protest to happen, and the state incurred tens of millions of dollars in expenses. Mm-hmm. That's in a North Dakota courtroom right now, too. Another screw-up by the federal government.
Again, they're not doing anything because then they'll get that part of their base PO'd at them. I mean, the minute they do anything, we're not voting for you now. I mean, that's what'll happen. They'll, so they're all with the identity politics of all of it. They're not going to do anything to upset anybody unless you're MAGA. And then they'll come in and, or unless you're, you know, conservative, then they'll come in and bust you at a school board meeting or surveil your soccer mom hangout.
You remember the both sides allegation against Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That there's good people on both sides of a particular argument. Yep. Speaking specifically of whether tearing down statues makes sense or not. Right? While erasing our history makes sense or not.
Yeah.
Joe Biden twisted that into he was for the tiki carrying mob of anti white supremacists, basically. Anti everything that wasn't white. 100% false, not true, complete and total lie. Yet, Joe Biden, in his own words, is clearly wanting to be on both sides of this issue of college campuses being filled with people who hate Jews. Wow. Let's go to Clint at Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Clint.
You know, what's up with Kevin Cramer? What's with this endless throwing American money that we don't have, borrowed money, throwing it out? If your house burns down, don't you have to take care of your own house before you go over and try to help your neighbor?
I assume you're speaking of the vote last night on the funding for Ukraine, Israel, and the Taiwan funding. And to answer your question, I'd encourage a call to Senator Cramer tomorrow, no, Friday on the program. He'll be here for his regular talk radio town hall and answer that. If I were to guess, he supports funding for Israel. He supports funding to help defend Taiwan. And in his case, he's obviously made a strong argument on why there should be U.S. involvement in Ukraine. He's also voted against some things that he thought they'd gotten wrong and this administration has screwed up. So I don't know if Israel funding and Taiwan tipped it, so he voted yes, or if the Ukraine funding was fixed enough that it gained his satisfaction. Don't know the answer to that. I guess I could look at his statement. Probably would tell us because they usually put out statements after their vote. I haven't looked at it yet, but he'll be here Friday.
Real simple question for him if I don't not able to get through on Friday is, how do you spend $95 billion that you don't have to spend? That's where it's at.
Yeah, that's a good question. And
they just do it.
Well,
how do they do it? They just do it. They push it through, and then somebody tells them to vote for it, so they vote for it, and they do it.
I would say they do it the same way they do everything else.
Yeah.
You know, they
close doors,
and
blah, blah, blah.
By the way, here's one mechanism at their disposal they could use, and that is to find offsets for the money. Now, I think what should have happened, and I believe Senator Cramer was in favor of this, I don't know where it went off the rails, but Donald Trump said, I'm for Ukraine funding, but I want it in the form of a loan. So a loan would have been one way to fix it.
They did, but they made it forgivable. So you know, it's only $9 billion of the money, but it is forgivable. There's a clause in there. It's forgivable.
Are you saying they ended up doing a loan for the line?
Yeah, $9 billion of it.
Oh, $9 billion of it. Well, $9 billion.
Yeah, it's forgivable. It can be
$80 billion.
They decide later, you know, down the road when they've done comprehensive.
I'm saying make it an actual loan. One option.
Yeah.
The other is offsets. Remember when we were debating infrastructure, and there was the federal highway bill for like $500 billion, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we've got this pot of money that comes from people paying their excise tax. We're not using it. Right now, it's sitting in a pot of money. Let's use that for infrastructure because it's already paid for. Good idea. And then the rest of the spending and that first infrastructure bill, they said the same thing. Here's some COVID money that is unspent that you're still pushing out to people who don't need it. Let's claw that back. And those are two things I think they could do to avoid the status quo. But I'm with you. I think it's criminal what is happening when you look at what is being added to our federal debt. It is criminal, and they're doing it for everything. You're exactly right. Texter says, on your Red Eye radio last night, I heard they are predicting the Hamas supporters will riot the Democrat convention in Chicago and disrupt everything, just like the Vietnam protesters rioted the Democratic convention in Chicago in 1968. Who would be surprised if that happened? Raise your hand. Another listener says, how are these polls even remotely close? Trump by 4 or 6, huh? It should be Trump by 96. I get it. But I'm telling you, these polls favor Trump in significant ways. These aren't like nail biters. And it's April, ladies and gentlemen. It's April. What gets better for Joe Biden between now and April? Nothing. You got to have hope. There's your hope for the day. We're going to ride like the wind, baby, on the plains. I love it. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. I've got a pair of tickets for the Charlie Kirk event. And this is a pair of tickets for the VIP social, which is, by the way, a $500 value. Or $250 per ticket for the VIP social with Charlie Kirk, which will take place before he takes the stage. It'll get you VIP seating and a spot in that social where you can meet and greet Charlie Kirk. Kind of nice. So a $500 value I'm going to give away. Here is how we're going to give this away today. This is inspired by a listener from Southwest North Dakota that sent a photo of his view from the tractor as he's listening to the radio today. And we do this from time to time. Send us a selfie where you are, whatever you're doing, so we can walk in your shoes a little bit today, and you'll be in the drawing for a pair of Charlie Kirk VIP tickets. You text that photo to 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Text me a photo, selfie, show us what you're doing, what you're up to this morning. We love seeing our listeners through your own eyes, and we'll draw before the end of the show for a pair of VIP tickets. Again, a pair, the 250th piece. So it's a heck of a deal, $500 value. Send those in today. That's how bad we want to see what you're doing while you're listening. We love it. Absolutely. If you'd like tickets for Charlie Kirk's event Monday night at the Avalon Event Center in Fargo, go to freedommattersusa.com, freedommattersusa.com. Everything from a very small round table, limited to 10 people, with a $2,500 donation, all the way up to $20 for veterans, as well as students. So there's something for every budget there. Check it out at freedommattersusa.com. We love it when great local projects get some notoriety. And one of our favorite projects out there is the Grand Farm, which is coming out of the earth near Castleton, North Dakota, their new facility and testing ground. It's going to be great. But they just received word that they are a finalist for the SBA's 2024 Growth Accelerator Fund competition. And the only winner from North Dakota, Greg Devine, CEO and co-founder of the Emerging Prairie, which is, of course, part of the Grand Farm Project, joins us now to talk about this distinguished award and get an update on Grand Farm. Greg, welcome back. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Scott. It's a beautiful morning here in Fargo. The sun is shining.
It is. So give us an update on the Grand Farm Project. How things come? I've been watching your progress, and you've got to be opening soon, right?
Yeah, well, we're really grateful. The team is in the field getting ready for the year. We've got 590 acres now that we get to utilize for research and educational opportunities. And we got a building coming up, so we're going to be finishing that off. We're going to have a grand opening on Monday, June 10th at 9 a.m. Sounds like, Scott, you're going to be able to join. And we'd love anybody in the area to come get a tour of the new facility, hear a little bit about the strategy of engaging startups and educators to work with producers to solve problems in agriculture utilizing technology.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it. We're broadcast live that day. You want to come out and take part in that. It's going to be a great day, June 10th. And talk about the beginning point of Grand Farm, the idea, the concept, and the growth that's happened to this point, because you've already accomplished a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, I think, if I look back in time, I was sitting with Barry Batchelor. Barry is one of those unique North Dakota State University graduates that put the first computer chip on a tractor. He's part of the team at Steiger. Went on to build Phoenix International, which John Deere acquired. and later Bill DiPaprio, which Egco acquired. And Barry and I were sitting at lunch, and he just asked, Greg, what's our region's major? What can we as a community do to solve big problems, to make an impact? Did we have the natural DNA and strength to get that done? And so we got together for over a year discussing the possibilities of what is that major, and it was clear to us that it was advanced technology and major, or advanced technology and agriculture. We stand on the shoulders of giants, folks that have built the Bobcat and the Steiger tractor and certain planters that have made a huge impact. And you combine that with the excitement of technology, with strong research organizations and world-class producers. And getting farmers and producers to identify their challenges and helping technology organizations think about how they can solve them. It's where we kicked off the idea of the Grand Farm. And so we've been in operation for over 5 years. We've built a partnership network of 70 organizations that are actively doing activities on the ground. We're working with a grower advisory board that helps us understand the pain points in agriculture. We partnered with the state legislature where they made a $10 million investment to create a facility, an innovation campus with us. And then we've been part of some big federal competitive grants that we've won. We partnered with North Dakota State University, the Greater Fargo-Moorhead EDC, the Fargo-Moorhead Chamber of Commerce, as well as the North Dakota Tribal Colleges, and Grand Farm won a National Science Foundation federally competitive grant. And then just this week, we learned the Small Business Administration recognized Grand Farm as one of 60 organizations around the country with a prize to support the ecosystem development to continue to get people involved. We're excited to utilize these funds to engage young people with the Grand Farm, to engage new folks into agriculture, and to be regionally relevant as we continue the region's growth in technology and agriculture, making an impact for our producers and the economy.
And all that technology is happening right here, which is really appropriate given the rich agriculture innovation history we have here, isn't it, Greg?
Well, I think that's true. And then you think about the investment of the region from organizations like Dakota Carrier Network that are increasing access to broadband, North Dakota State University's Extension Network, where ideas can get in the hands of producers. We think about kind of the clustering of activity on NDSU's Research and Tech Park or the work at the University of North Dakota in unmanned systems. And it's that intersection of activity that gets exciting. For me, I look at kind of the regional strength of organizations like Bismarck State College and North Dakota, the Lake Region College in Devil's Lake, and the activity in Wahpeton, and you just see this like regional activity of people that want to solve problems, that are using technology to make our farms safer, more efficient, and hopefully more profitable for our producers, as the region has the strength of producing food, fiber, and fuel for not only our community, but the world at large.
Just outside the valley here, down there in Rossay, Minnesota, a couple of fellows were tinkering around with different equipment. They sold some snow plows and different things, and they end up designing the early Bobcat skid steer loader. They basically replaced the wheelbarrow. That happened here. The Steiger tractor history. You mentioned Barry Batchelor and the things that they've done and the innovation they brought to ginormous companies like John Deere, to the point where John Deere's technology arm is located here and out in Valley City. I mean, so we're a little look at our shoes, oh shucks, timid around here, but we're a big deal in agriculture, and that innovation has spread worldwide. And what I love about Grand Farm is it just seems to take all of that to the next level, Greg. It's very exciting to see happen.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel so fortunate for folks like Howard Dahl to be involved, who his family is with the Bobcat Enterprise, but he's built Amity and the Concord Cedar, and then folks like Roger Ryerson, the storytellers in this activity, people like Christy Offit that chair the board of RDO, or Butler Machinery with Twyla, or the work of David Meyer at Titan, like, you just look around and I marvel. You know, I grew up on a family farm near Prosper, North Dakota, and it didn't occur to me the strength of our region and all these skill sets until I became older and I realized, holy cow, our community is filled with innovators and problem solvers, world-class producers. you know, I think about Ron and Mary Osbergen that built Fargo Assembly. They were part of a critical part that gave the supply chain to some of these organizations and enable the technology. You know, it all ties together from manufacturing to education, getting young people involved, research. Like, it's really, really an honor and fun to just tell the Grand Farm story and celebrate our region and then win federally competitive grants where we're bringing opportunities into our market and we're continuing to push in our leadership role.
Speaking of which, tell me about this SBA, Small Business Administration, 2024 Growth Accelerator Fund Competition. I understand you're the only winner from North Dakota and going to the next round. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's a celebration of our ecosystem from organizations like Ag Country on the financing side to AgCo to the FFA chapter at Castleton and beyond. It's the recognition of the engagement of our collective ecosystem and how when we work together, we can make great things happen. So we were one of 60 award winners. This was just announced last night. This gives us the opportunity to compete for one of the top prizes of the 60, which is more funding, more recognition. We get excited about using those funds to think about upcoming Ag Tech Week, June 10th through the 14th. This is a collaboration with the Fargo-Moorhead Chamber, with Bushel and Grand Farm, where we're going to be engaging and celebrating all things agriculture that week. NDSU is going to have the opening of the Peltier Complex on their campus. These funds allow us to continue to engage organizations both locally and globally in our market to get technology connected to the producers to solve problems to increase safety and efficiency on our farms.
That's awesome. When do you find out who's the big winners?
You know, it's the government, so you never know. I've never heard anyone accuse them of moving too fast, so we'll be patient. But this is a way for Grand Farm to just celebrate our partners and the engagement of all these organizations that are coming together to celebrate agriculture, to celebrate our region. And Scott, I want to thank you and a lot of your colleagues. You know, I think about, you know, organizations like the North Dakota Petroleum Council and how Ron Ness is getting involved. I think about the legislature and their investment in programs like LIFT and the In-State Investing Program. And there certainly is a compounding value being created, and the region is definitely being recognized. It's not about a person or an organization. It's about our collective community.
By the way, mark that on your calendar, too, June 10th through the 14th to celebrate agriculture. That's going to be fantastic. As you say, a lot of great events, events that would be each one individually a really big deal, but a whole bunch of them coming together, pretty amazing. Thank you, Greg Tavine, and congrats on the SBA Finalist Award. We'll stay in touch on Grand Farm. Take care.
All right, we'll see you June 10th.
June 10th, big grand opening, Grand Farm. More after this.
Oh, keep those photos coming. Have you seen these, Kev? We're getting some great pics.
Yeah,
I love
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Send us a selfie. Let us know what you're doing while you're listening to What's on Your Mind. And a shout at a $500 VIP package.
VIP seating included to see Charlie Kirk on Monday. FreedomMattersUSA.com for all the details and different ticket levels there if you're interested in joining the fun. But we're giving away a pair of VIP tickets today. And all you need to do is send us a photo, a little selfie of what you're doing right now, what your world looks like, so we can live vicariously through our fine listeners. Text it in to 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Let me tell you about my friends at Swanson Hyperbarics. It's not often that you get to talk about people who get up every day and have a plan to help you slow the aging process. Imagine that. What do you do? Well, I help people extend their life, feel better. And talk to any doctor, talk to any medical professional, and talk to them a little bit about the aging and the cells that we have that have a lifespan. You know, there's a little cell, and as we age, it gets shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. And what hyperbaric oxygen treatment does with their anti-aging treatment is slow that process down. That's right. That's an anti-aging treatment. Very few things like it on this earth. But Swanson Hyperbarics can help you do just that and a whole lot more. Basically, if you're not getting relief from big pharma, you know, this pill, that pill, not doing the trick, any other kind of therapy that's just not doing the trick and it's just not getting better, then first thing I would do is have a conversation with the good team at Swanson Hyperbarics. Give them a call. Stop and see them. They're on 25th Street next to Casey's across from Gethsemane Cathedral there in Hope South Lutheran Church, as well as online at SwansonHyperbarics.com. SwansonHyperbarics.com. Did you hear what Mitch McConnell said about Tucker Carlson and Donald Trump in his victory lap over Ukraine funding? If you didn't, I'm going to play it for you. I support the United States playing a role in helping Ukraine in its invasion and war that's come from Vladimir Putin. And I think one of the reasons that funding for Ukraine is so controversial, obviously we have a $34 trillion debt, and obviously we ought to be scrutinizing every line item. So I get that. But I think there's a case for helping Ukraine. Mitch McConnell is the absolutely worst person to be leading this cause. I think one of the reasons that it's controversial is because he's done a terrible job. He's done a Biden-like job making the case. He should get off the stage and leave this to other people who can. Donald Trump has done a better job of defending aid to Ukraine. Let Donald Trump take the ball. He's the Republican nominee. Or Mike Pompeo or somebody that's wicked smart like that. But no, he's got to be the leader, and he's taking swipes on his way out the door. Listen to this.
You've been probably one of the most ardent backers of Ukraine in the Senate here. But what took so long to get some of these other eight Republicans persuaded to your position here? Was it the overall nature of this bill and what was lost in that time period for Ukraine?
Well, that's a good question. You already know the answer. I think the demonization of Ukraine began by Tucker Carlson, who, in my opinion, ended up where he should have been all along, which is interviewing Vladimir Putin. And so he had an enormous audience, which convinced a lot of rank-and-file Republicans that maybe this was a mistake. I think the former president had sort of mixed views on it. We all felt that border was a complete disaster, myself included. And Chad, you remember covering the phases we went through. First, there was an effort to make law, which requires you to deal with Democrats. And then a number of our members thought it wasn't good enough. And then our nominee for president didn't seem to want us to do anything at all. That took months to work our way through it. So we ended up doing the supplemental that was originally proposed, which dealt with not all problems. It didn't solve the border problem, but certainly addressed the growing threats at the moment.
Did you notice anything about his answer there? You can't say Donald Trump. You've got to say either our nominee or the former president or whatever.
Yeah.
Mitch, take a seat.
Yeah,
done.
Please.
Done. You're done.
I can't even.
I mean, it's literally Biden-like drivel. It's incredible.
All of them. All of the dinosaurs need to go.
Yeah, they absolutely do.
Ugh.
It's incredible. Speaking of Biden, you see what he was up to yesterday?
Yesterday, no. I saw the AOC thing walking him through the garden like
that. Yeah, that was the day before. Yeah, that
like
was
a Visiting Angels ad.
I think that was the day before. I can't remember. But I've got about a half a dozen of them that I could play for you from yesterday.
Why bother?
But my first personal favorite was this one. Turn this up. Listen close.
Yeah?
Besides, I used to drive an 18-wheeler.
Oh.
You know what I did?
He's a former truck driver now, he claims.
Used to drive one.
Yeah, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. 100% false. Never happened before. He's nuts. It'd be the USA, baby. Greatest country on the face of the earth, which is under attack from every front. Imagine waking up today and knowing that there are mobs of people, KKK types, shouting anti-African-American, slurs towards black Americans, we would have it stopped in a nanosecond. But putting Joe Biden lets this continue to happen because it's Israel. Yeah. He's half in, half out on Israel. It's unbelievable. Crazy times in which we live. We're going to talk a little bit about that with someone that is coming to Fargo Tuesday for the premiere of a brand new movie. General Mike Flynn joins us in just a moment. But first, to the Flag Weather Center and meteorologist Justin Storm on the week's weather scene. How are we looking?
Hey, looking pretty nice. Sunny skies across the state and the tri-state area. We're going to have light winds, although western North Dakota will be a little breezy with gusts of 25 out of the southeast. But generally, temperatures will be mild today in the low to mid-50s within the Red River Valley, building into mid-70s as you head into western North Dakota as well as eastern Montana. Tomorrow, temperatures remain mild, but the eastern half of the state as well as into Minnesota will be windy. We'll see a chance for a few thunder showers, maybe even a couple storms in central and western South and North Dakota tomorrow.
Thanks for the update, sir.
No problem.
Seventh past the hour, and our next guest has had quite the life. An incredible rise in the United States military, all the way to unfathomable political persecution that he faced simply by wanting to expose the corruption that was out there, as he did during the National Security Advisor turned tenure for President Trump, General Mike Flynn, who is the subject of a new documentary called Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. It'll be shown for the first time in Fargo on Tuesday. We'll tell you how to get tickets for that and meet to General Flynn if you'd like to after we finish our conversation here. So get a piece of pen and paper ready. General Flynn, welcome to What's on Your Mind, sir.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me. And, yeah, we'll be there in your great city there, 30 April. I think that's next Tuesday. And we're really looking forward to it. Still plenty of tickets that people can purchase. Go to flynnmovie.com. And it's a great movie. I mean, it is a great, great film. It's really unbelievable feedback that we've been getting nationwide. We're still number one on Amazon for all DVDs. And people can now get it streaming as well. So those that are listening to your show, because your show really, I know it's up in your neck of the woods there, but it's a national show. You have a great national show on What's on Your Mind Radio. So thanks very much for having me for a few minutes.
Yeah, we're thrilled to have you for sure. The heart of the story really is what happened to you following your appointment as National Security Advisor to President Trump. And bring us inside all the political intrigue and the persecution, and you know what was in your mind happening as this unfolded for the world to see.
Well, I tell you that the movie itself is bigger than just, you know, what was me, Mike Flynn. It is about the persecution of the nation, and I do it through the lens of my case of what happened to me. And it's a really compelling story about just the severe levels of corruption in our government. And actually, Scott, I go back in the movie and we revisit a little bit of the 1960s assassinations by the government against individuals, one of whom was a sitting president. And if our country was capable of doing those types of things then, and then I weave it back into what they did to me as a national security advisor to a duly elected president. And then subsequent to that, all the other evidence that basically just unfolded and came out by my family and I fighting back against this evil. It's just evil. This is not a Democrat and Republican issue. This is good versus evil. And we are in a time now where what we were able to demonstrate and what the movie highlights is the ability of one family. And I have a large family. I was just talking to one of your producers, whose also name is Flynn. And, I have nine brothers and sisters, and we decided that we were going to fight back because we all knew that this was a political hit job by the Obama administration on the Trump administration. But the insider's view of this film, I talk about specifically some of the people around Donald J. Trump inside the White House who were also part of this effort to get me out of the way. Because they knew that what I was, I had already started looking into. So when they say Flynn knows where the bodies are buried, that's a metaphor for knowing and understanding exactly where to look and what to go after, what to shut down, who to go after in terms of accountability. Our government has to be held to account. And as a head of one of the largest intel agencies, not just in the United States of America, but in the world, the Defense Intelligence Agency, I had access to a lot of things. And so when I became National Security Advisor, these people scared them to death, and it still scares them. I still scare them because they don't want guys like Donald Trump going back in office. Look at what they're doing to that poor man and his family, and what they continue to do to my family and I. But they pick families that aren't quitters, who love this country, and will go to the gates if necessary to protect this country. And I didn't serve, 33 plus years in the military, 5 of those years in combat, to come back to face the worst enemy of my life right here at home in Washington, D.C., to suddenly give in. I've stood against the worst enemies of America overseas. I can definitely, and we've proven it, but now most of America sees it, Scott, for what it is. A lot of people didn't know that. A lot of people thought, there must be something wrong with this guy. He must have done something. Maybe there's something to this Russiagate. Maybe there's something to these impeachments. Maybe there's something to these accusations against Trump. There's nothing there. These are political hit jobs to retain power by a uniparty that in fact does exist. Because people have even asked me, Scott, well, is there really a deep state? You're damn right there's a deep state. And one of the things that is exposed in this movie, that's why it's subtitled Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, is because we do expose elements by name and by face and with evidence in this really amazing, compelling story of corruption, but survival. And there's a great, great message of hope. And a couple of people that are in the movie, Scott, are Tucker Carlson, Devin Nunez, two investigative journalists, Lee Smith, who's a great writer, and another gal by the name of Tracy Diaz. Both were investigative journalists, neither of whom I knew when all this was going on. But I was watching them as my persecution was going on, and they actually were digging into the government, as well as people like Tom Fenton out of Judicial Watch. He's another one that we have a cameo appearance of him, as well as a statement from Judicial Watch, because we needed the American people. We needed those that were the researchers and that were not quitters to help us fight. And the final thing I'd say, Scott, about this, maybe we can talk about some of the other issues you want to talk about with your audience today, is that the American people came to the aid of the Flynn family. Without the American people, I'm talking millions of people, I wouldn't be sitting here, talking to you today. And we're blessed because the American people, like they always have demonstrated, just an innate sense of common sense, God-given common sense. And they say, man, there's something wrong here. There's no way that this guy could be like this. Tracy just served. Everybody's touting him as this, great guy in the military, fighting terrorism worldwide. And now he's coming back and he joins with Donald Trump and they're just attacking this man brutally. The American people never gave up on me. And that was a blessing in and of itself. And we deeply appreciate that. That message comes out very powerfully in the movie. Because we talked to my wife and I, who've been together since we were 13 years old, going on almost 50 years together. We talk about that in the movie, and that's a very sobering moment. It's a very intimate look into the Flynn family about what we struggle with going through this. Because like everybody, and we talk about this as well, everybody in this country has tough times. You should not be judged by what happened to you. You should not be judged by the bad things in life. You should be judged by what you did and what you did to stand up, again on your own two feet or to fight back. That's how we want to be judged, because, we the Flynns had to get smarter than the CIA, the DIA, the FBI, the DOJ.
Of course you did.
And once we did and we got the American people behind us, we fought back, and we beat them.
I want to ask you what you knew that worried them so much in your time. We're going to do that after the break. By the way, if you want to see the movie, flynnmovie.com/showings. And one of those showings will be in Fargo on Tuesday. FlynnMovie.com. You can meet him, too. If you'd like to call him, 271-1100. We'll take a couple questions, too, when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by MyPillow. Boy, oh boy, the deal's flying right now. $25 package, a bunch of goodies. MyPillow.com. Remember the promo code SCOTT. And also, you buy anything with $75 more in value, your order in your cart is over $75. The shipping is then free, too. So that's a great way to go. General Mike Flynn is with us. His movie is coming to Fargo. Showing will be happening Tuesday, and you can meet him. Go to FlynnMovie.com to find out all the details, FlynnMovie.com. So, General Flynn, you obviously were high up in military intelligence and a highly respected intelligence officer, three-star general. What did you know? What is it as the highest-serving military intelligence officer and director of the Defense Intelligence Agency that you knew that most scared the Trump haters, the deep state, the bureaucracy?
Yeah, one of the major items of national security that I was aware of as the director of Defense Intelligence Agency, and of course as the national security advisor to the president, I would be responsible for all of them. And there are many of them, and they are costly. They are way, way outdated, and they are incredibly corrupt. And there is a set of programs that this country has that that only a very, very small number of people are aware of. If you're heading an intelligence agency, you're aware of them. If you are in the White House, in the Oval Office, you are generally aware of them, although not every president is brought up to speed because organizations like the CIA keep it hidden. And there is also something over in Congress called the Gang of Eight. And this is a multi times $10 billion set of programs. And in the movie, I talk to a little bit of starting to dig into those. And I know that it scared the crap out of them, if I can say that on your show. And it really did. And they knew that because when I was the senior military intelligence officer in the Department of Defense, heading up the Defense Intelligence Agency, I did something very similar at my agency, okay, the one I was running. And they didn't like that either, as well as some other things. I'm a reformer. Call me what you want, but, you know, I am a change agent, and that's what I get hired to do. I was on the battlefield for many, many years, over five years in combat, and, you know, changed the nature of counterterrorism operations when we were really getting our rear ends, you know, beaten. And then, of course, we see what the Biden administration did to depart from Afghanistan, which was a real tragedy. So I talk about these issues specifically in the film, and who was with me when we were doing them. And this leads into, you know, I wrote a book about fifth generation warfare, and I talk about the Uniparty in the book. And this leads into the movie to where we are now inside of the administration, you know, partially the Obama administration during the transition into the Trump administration, and then in the Trump administration. So people that are supposed to be working and loyal to their oath of office and to the president of the United States, and come to find out they're not. And frankly, they're not just, you know, former Obama holdovers. They're people that were around the president of the United States, in this case, Donald J. Trump. And I talk specifically to that.
All right, Russ, I cannot wait to watch the movie. And it was President Obama who famously leaned over to President Trump after Trump's victory and said, Michael Flynn's got to go, right? It was this all came back to Obama planting that seed with Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't make this up. You cannot make this up. And, you know, that meeting between Obama and Trump to transition the entirety of the United States of America from one president to another, you know, instead of talking about all the crazy things going on around the world, right? I mean, just massive, massive foreign policy failures on the Obama administration. Of course, he's not going to talk about their failures. What does he do? He spends the time talking about two people, one of whom was yours truly, to say you can't hire, you know, don't hire General Flynn. I mean, you can't make it up. I talk about that specifically in a movie, and I also let the audience in on the conversation I had with Trump about that. And it's a fascinating part of my story. It's a fascinating part of history because we are in a moment of history. I'm a student of world and American history. You know, I not only study it, that's what my passion is. I experienced it in the military, and I also have one of three master's degrees in it. So we're in a period of history right now that the one administration has changed the course of history for this country. And that's why people that we're running into all over the country as we go to 35 cities doing this movie tour. Now we're going to be up in Bow, Washington tonight. We'll be in your city there, the 30th of April, and can't wait. They changed the course of history, and now most Americans come up to me and they say, are we going to be okay? Are we going to be okay, Scott? And what I tell people is you have to get involved as citizens in this country. There's no more excuses. There's no more, well, you know, those politicians, you know, they're all corrupt. Well, we put them there. We put them there, folks. There's nobody else to blame but us citizens. Now, you can say the elections are this or elections are that. Then you know what? Then go fix them. Take care at the local level. Don't worry about what this uniparty is doing in Washington, D.C. Let those of us like me and others, you know, worry about those people. And when we get in there, we'll fix it. When we get back in there, we'll fix it. But if you have a representative in your local area that you don't like and he's a bum, throw the bum out, right?
Yeah, you couldn't have said it better. Absolutely. Got to get in the arena, as Teddy Roosevelt said. No doubt
exactly.
About it. A couple of minutes left here. I want to get in a listener, Koenig, Fergus Falls, quickly for General Mike Flynn. Your comment or question, go ahead. Kev, can we get to kick? Okay, Koenig, go.
It's Koenig. Thank you, General Flynn, for your service to this country and your continuing service. I followed a lot of this, and you've had our prayers, you've had our support, and thank you for keeping fighting for us. We need more people like you, and I'm very appreciative, and I would love to see this movie.
Well, you can. FlynnMovie.com. Koenig, thank you for the kind comments. And by the way, he speaks for all of our audience, General Flynn. We do.
Well, thank you.
We do include you in our prayers and know the challenges that you have faced head on. One other quick comment from a listener. It said, do you feel President Trump should appoint qualified people to his cabinet and Justice Department who have been wronged by the Biden regime to fight the wrongs? Not revenge, but justice.
Yeah. I believe that any people that serve in government must be demonstrated leaders who have made a difference in their own lives at multiple levels. We need leaders right now. You know, warrior leaders, yeah, maybe over in the Defense Department, but leaders in general, not politicians who want to just stuff their own damn pockets. We need leaders. And I know, going around this country, I meet leaders all the time. We have such great leaders in this country. And this is not about retribution or vindication or anything else like that. But this is about holding people and holding ourselves and holding our government to account for we the people in this country. That's what our founders created. So God bless you. What's on our mind? What's on your mind? Radio.com. Thanks. Thank you so much, Scott. 30 April, Fargo, North Dakota. Go to FlynnMovie.com and buy a ticket.
FlynnMovie.com. Get a ticket and get a chance to meet General Flynn, a true patriot.
All right, cuz, I'll see you when you get to town.
That's right. Long-lost relative of Kevin Flynn's right there, General Michael Flynn.
Kevin, yeah.
Big family. God bless you. The money man, Brian Kronk, is next. I could talk to him for a couple hours, right? Wow.
What a hero.
Unbelievable.
Can you imagine, when you think about the deep state and how deep and how it is, and you got that turned against you and your family?
Man. Yeah, I'm dying to see this movie.
Yeah.
They're going to I think you can get preview DVD copies like at Walmart, and I'm trying to remember where else they were going to have it. If you're not able to go and be there, you can get the DVD of it as well. Yeah, here it is. Amazon, Walmart, and Target have DVDs in a pre-sale right now. So if you can't be there and you want to check it out, then a bunch of streaming platforms are going to have it as well. I don't know about you, though. I love being in an audience for see a movie. It just is.
Ready for this?
Something special. Kind of like the same thing I felt like at Charlie Kirk's event Saturday night. Jimmy Fallon's event on Saturday night, and will no doubt feel at Charlie Kirk's event. There is a cathartic camaraderie.
Yeah.
That comes from being surrounded by people that share your values and your concerns. You know, you go from go from dour to hopeful. You go from I'm so depressed, I'm so sad, you know what? We're going to win this.
I get that when I hang out with a lot of the young people that I hang out with from around here. They get it.
You do.
They understand it. They want to win. They're not here to get a trophy.
Exactly right.
And by the way, I chatted with Mike Flynn, with General, a little bit off the air.
Of course you did.
I joke about cousin, but we may be related. I went back to our great-great-grandfather. He said, really? He said, from Duluth. I said, yeah. And he said, I think that's in the thing that so
I love it.
Yeah.
But it explains explains a lot about you, Kevin.
It does, right? Yeah.
There's where he gets
should have gone to the military.
That's where he's got his fighter spirit. I love it.
Oh, of that, yeah.
Hey, what's on your mind? Brought to you in part today by our friends at Putlitch, North Dakota's home for Chevy. My friends out at the Valley City location, John Zimba called and said, Scott, we have got a 2022 three-quarter ton Chevy Silverado LTZ diesel. Jet black interior.
Okay.
That is so sharp. Surround vision camera, heated and cooled seats, heated steering wheel, sunroof, navigation. Get a load of this. There's only 20,000 miles on this 2022. That's just like it came off.
That's nothing.
It is.
On a diesel.
And I have a 23 LT.
Especially.
It's diesel. I just load it. They're loaded up. It's so dang great. So jet black and black interior right now, 20,000 miles. Today's deal, for our listeners, they're going to take $1,000 off. You drive it away for $62,000, okay? You can see it at PucklitchValleyCity.com, PucklitchValleyCity.com. Speaking of Saturday night with Jimmy Failla, one of our fine sponsors, Collins and Kronk, and Brian Kronk and the team were there. And I don't know if we've sold that cutout of you, that life-size cutout, to the highest bidder yet.
That would have been a great idea.
I heard somebody stole it.
They might have.
Well, it's gone. I don't know what happened to it. So
that was great to have you there. That was good fun.
It was so much fun. What a great crowd. You guys did a fantastic job putting that together. And just what you were saying, you know, the left would like us to be all isolated and thinking that we're the last person on earth who feels that way. And it's great to be among like-minded people and to laugh and smile and everything doesn't always have to be doom and gloom. And so that was so wonderful about it.
And you, my friend, rocked the cowbell.
Yes.
You rocked the
there
cowbell.
There was no need for more cowbell there. Uh-huh. We did a good job with that. So that was a lot of fun.
We had kind of an unscripted moment at the end of the show.
Should I say that Brian Kronk rocked the cowbell?
So all I know is I was in back with Jimmy, and he was going, I have no idea. I just know it involves cowbells. That's all he said.
That was terrific. That was Kevin's idea. Yeah. That was fantastic.
I heard that later. The cowbells were clanking. Anyway, Brian Kronk is with us, senior portfolio manager from Collins & Kronk, a certified financial planner for so many of our listeners for understandable reasons. Let's talk about the market, Mr. Money Man.
Yes, sir.
Give me a quick brief update on the market. How are we looking?
Well, it's interesting. You know, the last couple of months I've been coming on weekly or even with our show with you, Scott, we talk about how many days we've been going without so much as even a 2% or a 5% pullback. This market looks healthy. The economy looks healthier than what the Fed wants for sure. And I tell you what, we're seeing a really good market, but we had gone so long, so far without any sort of a pullback that now we're getting that pullback. And so, you know, you've seen just in the last 2 weeks now.
Is it a correction or pullback? Or are they the same?
Well, you know, that is a really good question. So is it a correction? So a lot of times they measure a correction by, is it 10% or more? And we're not necessarily there yet, but we'll see what becomes of it. I look at the two right now kind of synonymously. I think this market is so good from a bull market standpoint and things are so healthy that whether it's a correction or a pullback or whatever, this is just a healthy normal kind of a small correction, if you will, that's going to create an incredible buying opportunity. So I mean, if you think about it, the S&P 500 right now is down 5.5%. So not much. And already you got people squawking. Small caps are down almost 8.5%, 8.3% as gone by the Russell 2000. So things have definitely come back off of their highs. But when you had stocks that had doubled twice already this year, you had things that if you looked at their stock chart, it just looked like a straight up line. We were definitely due for some profit taking and a lot of that rotation back into some of the areas that hadn't run. And that's what I think is going on right now.
So it was red hot and this is a little bit of a cooling, which is a good thing.
Absolutely. Okay. So, yeah, we've got to cool off those red hot areas, as you said. And then we've got other just great companies that were sort of left behind. You know, we've got, just use the S&P 500 as an example. You know, when you had less than 10 stocks that were driving most of that gain for the year, what about the other, you know, 495? And so it's great to go back and look at some of those. And so you can see some laggards, like Tesla's been a laggard this year. It's up like 12% just this morning. You know, Visa has been a laggard. It's already showing some signs of strength. So there's a lot of things that weren't participating that are now seeing some flows back into them.
All right. So if we say this is a correction, what should investors do?
Well, that's the key. You know, what do you do with this kind of market activity? And it's not real cut and dried. So, you know, what we tell our clients when they're calling is what we tell everybody, stick with the plan. So we made an investment part of their plan that is basically all about, you know, having a strategy that goes through good markets and bad. And so we're managing this for them. The regular part of their plan, if they're worried about the spending and where the money is going to go and are they going to get there, again, we're counting for all of that. So we say what we want our investors to do is stick with the plan. You know, in the market, what we're actually doing, you know, we're taking advantage of this. So a lot of those things that had run up, we had already taken some profits, and now we took that money and put it into a short-term money market or some sort of short-duration fund. That money is now coming back out as we see the opportunity to buy some of these same stocks, like I say, that were, you know, already doubling for the year, have pulled back 20, 30, 40% in some cases. They're companies I still like over the next 5 years, and so I want to use this as an opportunity to go ahead and buy more shares of those.
Got it. Let's talk about tax time. It's over now.
Yes.
What lessons learned can the folks have from looking at how much they sent Uncle Sam?
Oh, I tell you what. Thank God it's over, right? You know, we just like to get beyond the tax season. There's a lot of just, you know, record keeping and paperwork and all of that. And, you know, the biggest lessons for us, once again, is explaining to people, especially as they come into our office, you know, we're trying to simplify people's lives. And so if they've got 1099s from five different places, we want to boil that down to one. Let's consolidate everything into one cohesive strategy where all the pieces are working together and then bring it all in. But the other thing to kind of remember, you know, everybody looks at this and says, oh, I'm paying too much taxes. Tax rates, if you actually look at what your rate of tax is, it's fairly low right now compared to history. We got those, you know, Trump tax cuts in there, and we just kind of look at where everything is at. And so we've been encouraging people to say, hey, pay your tax now, because I don't care who the new president is or what goes on in Congress, taxes are likely going higher no matter what happens. You're going to see, you know, that the Trump tax cuts are going to have a big fight about that, because those are set to retire here next year.
Yeah, in fact, Joe Biden's just out today saying, bye-bye Trump tax cuts.
Exactly.
As a reason to vote for him.
Yeah. Well, and there's a bunch of people in Congress that are saying the same thing quietly to their constituents. And so when you look at that, that likely goes away. I don't care who's in there. The government has been spending money like crazy. We've never spent it this fast in history. The only way to pay for that is either to cut spending, I've never seen them really do that, or to raise taxes. So taxes are likely going higher. So let's do our Roth conversion strategies now. Let's, you know, move into more tax efficient strategies. If we've got a building that we're selling, maybe we want to sell it and take that capital gain now before all those rates go higher.
And you always say investing is not what you earn, it's what you keep, right?
Right. That is the key. I mean, if we get a great return and you lose half of it to Uncle Sam and to state tax, guess what? That doesn't work so well. So we want to get this into much more of a tax-efficient investment.
What does that mean, tax-efficient investment?
Well, you know, the short answer that always comes to mind is tax-free municipal bonds. If you're a bond investor, that mostly means you're into preservation. You know, and you can use tax-advantaged accounts and things like that. But what I would really focus people on are growth investors. What we manage at Collins & Kronk are what we call SMAs, or separately managed accounts. They're very good for tax-efficient investing. I mean, first of all, one of our primary focuses on owning stocks, not just having a middleman through like a mutual fund or something like that. So we own the stocks outright for our clients. That gives them a huge tax advantage, because a lot of our core holdings, we're just owning those over the long run. So we might own those same holdings for years. When they go down, we buy a little bit more. When they go up, maybe we trim just a little bit. But that core piece is in there. So they're just getting growth, compounded on growth, compounded on growth. You know, when they've owned Microsoft for the last 15 years, guess what? And they've not paid taxes on it along the way. That's how you really truly create wealth, is by not selling constantly like a mutual fund does. And so we have a lot of these long-term positions, and then just being into an SMA strategy. Mutual funds, Scott, are not very tax efficient. You've got people who will buy into a mutual fund. They'll end up with a loss for the year, and they still get a 1099 mail to them that they have to pay taxes on. They're paying taxes on stocks that that mutual fund sold that they never even participated in the gain. And so that's why I want to get them into our separately managed portfolios.
That's how you customize it, right?
Exactly. Every one of those is customized. So we might have somebody who comes in and says, hey, I did sell something big this year and I've got a lot of gains. Can we offset that with some losses? And so we can go in there and we can say, okay, we're going to harvest some additional losses for them, or we can offset gains and losses. So every portfolio is different. So you think about the correction we're having right now. Soon people will start panicking a little bit, and they're going to call their mutual fund company. They're going to say, sell, sell, sell. And even if you happen to be a long-term holder, if you're in that fund, your next door neighbor is selling, and that's causing tax problems for you. When you own our strategy, since every account, every client is separate, tell you what, if your next door neighbor calls and says sell, we sell only his stuff. We don't sell the stuff that's in your portfolio. So you're not affected by other people's gains or losses or their panicky decisions the way you would be in a mutual fund.
And that's, again, the benefit of what you do at Collins & Kroc by managing that money. You're not shipping this out. You're doing it yourself.
Exactly. We're right here in town. We do this. It's customized for each person. And that makes all the difference in the world. We don't want some cookie cutter. We don't want some mutual fund where you're riding along with everybody else who maybe doesn't have your same goals in mind.
More with Brian Kroc, the money man, financial advisor, managing partner, senior portfolio manager with Collins & Kroc. Call him, by the way, if you want an appointment to say, hey, I got to get to it and get a plan. 235-0119, 701-235-0119. We'll continue, including Charlie Kirk VIP tickets coming up. Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends of the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Wow. You like flood protection? I'm kind of big on flood protection. We've wasted more man hours and millions of dollars of fighting floods over the years, and have some really incredible things that have gone on. Grand Forks, obviously, years ago with their strategy, now the Fargo Diversion. It's basically funded by oil. I mean, same thing with our schools. Over half of the taxes paid in the state of North Dakota come from the oil and gas industry, which is why we advocate as hard as we do for them. It touches every corner of North Dakota. You can find out more about that at ndpetroleum.org, ndpetroleum.org. And if your business depends on it, I'd hope you plan to be at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference coming up in May. We're going to be there for the whole time. Last chance, and we'll do this through Charlie Kirk's show because they're pouring in still, and then we'll announce the winner tomorrow. But I have a pair of VIP tickets for the meet and greet reception, some nice food, some casual conversation with Charlie Kirk. That'll be happening. $250 a ticket, so a $500 value. If you send us a selfie today, we want to know where you're, what you're doing while you're listening. Just send us a selfie and show us what you're doing. And if you text that to us at 701-237-1590, we'll put you in the drawing for a pair of tickets for the VIP experience for Charlie Kirk, which is Monday night in Fargo. Details at freedommattersusa.com. Back with Brian Kroc, financial advisor, managing partner, senior portfolio manager at Collins & Kroc. If somebody's listening today and say, man, oh, man, I need that. I need that level of expertise. I need that level of advice. I need to have some peace in these crazy times in which we live with my financial future. And they call 235-0119 and say, yes, I want to have an appointment. What's going to happen? Walk me through with how you channel their frustration.
You know, that's a great question, Scott. You know, you think about what does happen when you call our office. Well, right away, we're going to put you in touch with one of our financial advisors, and we're going to just have a little visit with you, see what's going on, see why you're calling, see what's happening. And partly that's just to have a little interview with you to see if you qualify. We're not just taking anybody as a client. We want people who are like-minded, think what we do, and have problems we can solve for them, and vice versa. We want you to interview us. In fact, we even go so far as to set up a meeting with you then to say, come in, interview us, ask us questions, let us tell you about our philosophy of how we do things first before we even get to the point where we start looking at your statements and making recommendations and things like that. It's almost like we're looking for a long-term relationship. It's almost like getting into a marriage or something. We want to make sure we get all those problems out of the way before we even create a relationship. And then if we're all on the same page, that's when you see our team just go to work for you. We're going to learn your story. We're going to start putting together an investment strategy and a goal plan for your life. And that's really the key to the whole thing, is that plan.
And do you have a minimum as far as the amount of money to invest? I mean, if somebody's like-minded, all the boxes are checked, but they're, you know, sitting at $300,000 in an IRA or a 401k, is that enough?
Well, we often say, call us anyways. We want to talk to you. We want to see if you're on the right track. We want to say, even if you don't meet our minimums per se, let's make sure that we're pointing you in the right direction so that when you get there, you know, we can talk. And so call anyways. But yeah, typically we're using, you know, services and putting together portfolios that are, you know, best fit for people who've got over $500,000 or more. So we always say if you've got over $500,000, you know, call our office, especially if it's in very specific spots. But we're also looking at, is this person a business owner? Do they have some, you know, events in their life that are coming up? So there's other mitigating circumstances. Many of our strategies actually go down to about a $250,000 minimum. So we again say, let's have a conversation first, and then we'll let each other know if we think we're a good fit.
We've learned so much in the Hannon family from Brian Kroc and his wise counsel. What I really appreciate about one of the things you do when you have those conversations is you want to know everything that money touches in our world, right? So it isn't just about a stock or bond or whatever. Right. It's everything, right?
Well, it all matters so much. I mean, we could pick the right stock for you, but if we don't tell you you should have paid off that high interest rate credit card, well, then we're just, you know, having money go in one side and right out the other. So we look at everything. We're going to look at, just as you said, everywhere where a dollar sign touches your life, we're going to get involved. That might mean that when you get to retirement, we're helping you direct, gee, when should I start my Social Security? Or even more, you know, what should I do for healthcare once I'm in retirement? What kind of, you know, Medicare policy or Medicare should I sign up for? You know, all of those things matter because they're going to make a difference to your bottom line. So we want to make sure that we help you with all of those decisions, not just the investment side or just, you know, the traditional planning part of it, but anything that could affect your finances.
Yeah, I remember the first conversation we had when you talked about, okay, what do you want? What are your dreams? What are some goals you want to do? And one of them was a little place in Florida for the Hannon family.
Exactly.
And it was on the wish list for a long time and then finally put us in a position to be able to take advantage of a heck of a deal and a bargain at a particular place in the exact spot that we wanted and everything else. But wouldn't have happened if we hadn't planned for it or dreamed about it.
Well, that's what worked out so wonderfully. And that's why I say we got to get a plan from the beginning. We separate, we help you prioritize your needs versus your wants versus your wishes. And then we're going to help you get to all of those things. But we also want to look at, you know, from a planning standpoint, we're always looking at all the things you want to do. So like you say, a place in Florida, or I want to retire at a certain date. But once we get that plan built, then we start to say, hey, are there some things that we're worried about? The things that we're maybe not planning for, like long-term care, how does that affect us? And so now we can play around with those scenarios as well.
Collins and Kroc is the place. Brian Kroc is the man. CollinsKroc.com. CollinsKroc.com. Collins with a C. Kroc with a K. Or call him at 235-0119. Thank you, sir.
Right on. Have a great one.
You too.